Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast this week.
Where are we?
Korea!
Yes, we are in Seoul, Korea.
Oh my god, we are here once again. We usually come here often.
Yes.
But we were in LA, but then now we're in Korea. Our goal, like, this year is to be traveling, like,
every month
for work.
And so April is Korea.
Yes. Where is May gonna be?
I don't know. But today, or this trip, we're staying in the Ambassador Hotel Seoul.
I know. Pullman. It's amazing.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. The hotel is so nice. The food here is amazing as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, we just ordered room service earlier. It was so good. The short ribs.
The food was so good. Everything here is amazing. They have a pool. We're trying to go after this.
I know. Oh my god. This is like where the famous like Korean influencers like take photos at.
Yeah.
You know, like the see-through pool.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's really cool, right?
You guys will probably see it in our pod. Okay. So today we wanted to talk about things boys do that girls love.
Yes, that's correct.
That is correct.
You know, like, I see so many like people posting about like things girls do that guys love.
Yeah,
but I haven't really seen people like
the other way around.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there's so many things.
There's so many things.
But like, it did make me think it might be similar though.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the things are similar, but I try to think of things that were just like, you know,
like only
applies to girls. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, I'll go first.
Oh wait, I also have like things we love about boys. It's things we love about boys.
Yeah, things we love about boys. Things we love about boys.
Okay, go first.
When I call the guy,
mm-hmm,
and then he does the with the eyebrow raise. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
No, I like that, But you don't want him to say anything, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, remember like you were saying, like when you're like, hey, Kian, right?
Yeah.
And then you don't want him to be like, right? You want him to be like,
Wait, what was the difference? That was the same. But it's more like the, he's like not.
Or do you not want him to even say, like, speak a word?
He doesn't have to say, but if I'm not, well, yeah. But
like,
if I'm
not. Okay, I'm going to be Kian.
Hey, Kian.
That? Yeah. Oh, wait, okay. Let me try again.
Hey, Kian. No,
Do you want him to say something?
No. I like when guys are like, so, Kian, Kian me.
Hey, Kian. You like that?
Low-key, yeah.
Okay, that's like low-key cute, but like at the same time, it's kind of annoying. Like, why aren't you looking at me?
No, but it's fine. He's concentrated on something else.
Wow.
It's fine if he gives me the attention later.
Wow.
Okay, go.
Okay, well that's, yeah, I guess that's cute. Okay, things we love about boys.
Yes.
When they come out of the shower and they have wet hair.
Stop!
I think one of the hottest, like, moments.
Moments of a guy.
Of a guy?
Yeah. No, I think it's so not fair how guys have short hair usually. So, like, it's not dripping.
Yeah.
You know, even if they just came out of the shower.
If he literally comes out of the shower being like, well, like, you can go in. Oh, my God. I'll be like, oh, my God. I'm not going in. Come here.
That's so funny.
Like, so basically why I like this, mm-hmm, is because when they usually have, like, slick hair.
Yeah.
Like, when the guy usually uses, like, wax or whatever, mm-hmm, to have the hair up.
Yeah.
And then I just see, like, his natural state of hair,
mm-hmm,
when it's, like, down with, like bang situation.
Yeah.
Like, that's
like the side that you don't get.
Yeah.
Like, other people don't.
That's cute, too.
Yeah.
So, like, the wet hair, and then he dries it, and it's down. Oh, my God. Too cute. No?
Yeah. It's
true. That's so cute. Okay, I'd be next. Like, oh, my God, can you be like that all the time? And then he'd be like, no, I can't.
Next. This is like pretty basic, but small gifts just because they thought I'd like it. And this is not like, it doesn't have to be like a hand cream or like a scarf,
yeah,
or like a beanie.
Uh-huh.
It can literally be like a gummy,
mm-hmm,
or a gum, like food related stuff, or like something so random like
you clearly did not ask for it.
No,
but he was like, oh, I thought of you, so I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, or like gacha toka demo,
like just small things.
Yeah, like literally small things,
right? And like because it's so small, as in like not the actual product, but like the idea. But then at the same time, it's like so small that it's so like big that he even thought about that.
Yeah.
So it's really about the
thought that came
right,
in.
Right. No, I feel you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God.
Thanks.
I'd be like, were you thinking about me? Make him say it.
Yeah.
Okay, next, my turn.
Yeah.
Things we love about boys.
Mm-hmm.
When he remembers the small things, like your favorite food and like your favorite color. And like your favorite film, like small things that
that's
like
so important.
You
yeah.
didn't really tell him like, hey, remember my favorite color, like remember my favorite TV show,
mm-hmm,
but then he just like remembers it and like he starts playing it on Netflix.
Oh, just because you told him like...
Like months ago.
Yeah.
Or like you told him like this small thing, mm-hmm. and then he remembers that.
Oh, I like that.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, he remembers?
Yeah.
It's like the small thing, because like it's not something like you're expecting, mm-hmm. and then it comes to you.
Yeah.
It's like the best feeling when you receive something at an unexpected state.
True.
So I think that also comes with remembering things, mm-hmm. but then also like gifts too.
Yeah.
It's because like it comes at the most unexpected time.
Yeah. And, like, and it's like, oh, the fact that he like cares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things we love about boys. I think this is really underrated, but when he tells you the smallest details about what he's doing that day, just so that you don't have to worry and you'll feel safe and secure. So this comes in like a specific situation. Mm-hmm. But for example, let's say he didn't text you all night.
Yeah.
And you were like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Or let's say he is like out with his friends or something, but like instead of telling you, oh, I'm just gonna go out with my friends, like he tells you like the smallest deal, like this is my best friend from like high school.
Wait, like, you're there or he's just texting that to you,
or text or like call or snap or something.
Yeah,
but like instead of literally just I'm doing this, I'm going there, it's like telling me the smallest details when I'm with him too, but like that makes me really happy.
Right, that he doesn't have anything to hide.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he doesn't
yeah.
care. Like, he wants you to know, right?
Yeah, or, like, not if he didn't text you all night, but, like, let's say he always, like, starts working at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. and he, like, texts you at 9 a.m. every day. Mm-hmm. But this one time, he didn't until, like, noon. Mm-hmm. And then instead of just being, like happy, like, what are you having for lunch? Mm-hmm. It would make me happy if he's, like... Not he doesn't have to be sorry,
yeah.
but like if he tells me like what he was doing in the morning that like was really busy, or like listen, like in the morning, like this happened and I was like so busy.
Yeah,
like that makes me happy.
Are you like sus in general?
No, I'm not sus. It's just I think it's the extra step that he took that makes me happy.
Mm. Like, but it's do you want him to do that from the? Like, from his thought that, oh, if I don't tell her, she would be worried. Like, do you want that to be the motive?
Instead of I want to tell her?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because, like, I know in general, guys don't really like texting in the first place.
Yeah.
So I think every, like, texting in general, I think they're doing it because they know that the girlfriend likes it. Or the girlfriend kind of wants that.
Yeah.
Right? And then so I think it also comes from that. Like, smallest details, like, I probably should tell her.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you do the same back?
No, the thing is, I can't really, so I like that. So I should probably.
So you
do
want him to do it? But
no.
Can't
I'm
do
saying
it?
I should. I will try.
Right.
Yeah.
She will try, guys.
I will try.
She will try. Yeah, I guess like there's nothing negative about him like overly sharing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he's overly sharing and then it's annoying, I would be like, dude. What is that? I'll be like,
that's so bad. Oh my God.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna say what is that. I'll be like, oh my God, shut up.
She said it. She said shut up.
God damn it. No, but you know what I mean, right? Like it's playful. Like I'm happy that he's oversharing.
Right, right.
And it's like, well, stop. Kind
okay,
of like
next.
That. Okay. When he hugs you from behind.
Oh my God, I wrote the exact same. Stop.
Yo, literally, front hug.
Yeah.
No. Back hug.
Back hug.
Back hug beats front hug.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Always. As much as I like hugs in general, mm-hmm. I am pretty small. So the guy is a lot taller than me. And yeah, as much as I do like a hug, I'm like suffocating. Right? Because I like a good hug, but I'm suffocating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, yo, like, am I supposed to look at your face? Like, it's like on the side, like my makeup's gonna come off, like, like a lot of problems, a lot of problems.
No, 100%.
With
agree.
A smile, especially if I'm like a hugger, and I am a hugger, I want him to hug me, but like I don't want to be suffocating every
right,
time.
Right, same. That's so funny.
And I don't want to like initiate the hug all the time too.
Yeah.
Like you initiate it, and like I feel like a back hug really shows that he's initiating something.
True, initiates something.
But then this is also like unexpected.
Yeah, same.
Right.
Like everything unexpected. So like it's like plus points for guys because like literally. The smallest thing you do makes a girl happy,
right.
If she's not expecting
right
it. Yeah,
yeah, literally. Like if I'm in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and I'm like cutting the vegetables.
When do you ever cut vegetables in the kitchen? Okay.
This is so funny. Like this is literally the difference between you and I, how I'm not thinking realistically.
Like, I'm like just, if I'm cutting vegetables in this really nice kitchen.
Yeah, literally I'm thinking about this really nice kitchen, mm-hmm. and I'm cutting the vegetables.
But you don't even have a face for the guy, right?
No.
Right. That's so funny.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, but I get it. I like backhugs too.
And then he just comes.
Oh. What if he like?
Okay. Let me do it. Can I do it to you? Can I show you guys?
Okay, do it.
Okay.
I can't really move.
Okay. Face that way. Okay, guys, if you're watching this, do this. Okay, I don't. Bro, I'm a.
Is she undressing me?
No. Wait, face that way. Okay. So then, I think people are thinking maybe like this, right? This. Yeah, maybe this. Maybe this, right?
Yeah.
I want him to do this. Ah! Oh, my chin. You know what I'm saying? Wait, come on. Did you get that? I want him to be like, Why are you screaming? Because you like it? Okay, wait, I forget that the podcast is like everyone's only listening, but basically what I'm doing right now is
I'm my shoulder.
Basically, yeah, doing the whole scene of what I like within a back hug. Mm-hmm. So you hug back
on the waist.
You back hug from the waist, you touch the waist, and then I kind of want him to link his fingers in the front. Mm. So it's like more.
Isn't that like really far though?
No, but like it's like fully wrapped. Like the hands are fully wrapped.
Okay.
So the hands are fully wrapped. The hands are fully wrapped, and then he puts his chin.
If you're tall or if you're short, he has to like go all down. The way down. But no, I get it.
Okay.
No, I like it.
Okay. Another great one. If he doesn't, or like if you're too short, that like, he can't actually put his chin on your shoulder.
Oh, it's on my head.
What the fuck? Like, on the head?
How short am I? Bro, she's like naked. Bro.
Okay.
Oh,
shit. Basically.
Speak on the mic.
Okay, so go. If the shoulder to chin is not possible, then I want his face to come next to mine and then look at me. From forward.
I also like.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I also like from the shoulder.
Oh, like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a casual one.
Yeah. That's cute too.
Yeah. Anything from the back.
Yeah. Anything. She likes from the back, guys. She likes anything from the back.
I said hugs from the back.
Okay, next. Okay, Meg.
Shut up. Okay. Things girls love about boys. When he's being social with other people.
Yeah. I like that too. Or like it makes me feel so safe. Random.
Yeah.
Safe as in like,
or like
happy.
Yeah. It's like watching him talk to other people
makes you happy
in the crowd.
See, this is why you're a mother figure.
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
Guys, we've literally been talking about.
Do you not like that?
I'm not a mother figure.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, don't you like it when you see your boyfriend like being social with other people? Yes, you do.
I do.
Do you not?
I mean,
do
yeah.
Do you feel nothing?
I like it, but then at the same time, it's like, include me too.
Oh my god, I would never think that.
Right.
I would never think that.
See, that's where like the competitive behavior comes in, I think.
I want to be there.
Like, why aren't you including me?
Okay, fine.
You know what I'm saying though?
Yeah. So you like it when he introduces you to his friends?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
100%.
Introduce me as soon as you get there. Hey, this is my girlfriend. This is my beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, shit. The beautiful, beautiful niece.
Literally, say beautiful. This is my hot ass girlfriend. Wait, wouldn't you be mad if she's like, hey, this is Meg.
Meg the girlfriend.
Meg the girlfriend.
No, I want them to know already, kind
right,
of.
Right,
like,
right. Yeah, of course.
Like, I want them to be like, oh, Meg.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you're Meg.
You're the Meg.
Yeah, you're the Meg.
I'm the Meg.
Are you the famous Meg?
I am the famous Meg. Thank you.
Meg is famous.
Thank
you. Yeah, that really shows that he like talks about you like with the boys.
Like he knows.
Right? Yeah. No, I feel that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Things we love about boys. When he just looks at you and then he smiles.
What if it's like a
if he does a downward smile? Dude, I would be like, what are you down smiling for?
Dude, if he does a downward smile, I'll be so mad. So an upward smile,
like,
everyone.
In what?
No, but I do it all the time. Like,
is it because you're embarrassed?
Yeah.
Do the downward smile to me right now. I want to see how I feel.
It's like we're looking at each other and I'm like,
oh my God.
And I look away.
I don't like that.
And she doesn't like that. So you're like a,
whoa.
What? Okay, what is
no,
it?
No. It's like a,
am I smiling? That's weird. That was creepy. Oh my God, no.
No? No, I don't.
I know what you mean. It's like so like a dearly kind of like a
deary. Yeah. He's like, he's not in embarrassed awe. To look at me. He's not embarrassed about the situation mm-hmm. because it could be embarrassing to some people mm-hmm. because it's like literally two people looking at each other. There's no talking.
Yeah.
And then I just want him to be so like natural mm-hmm. that it's like he couldn't help but smile.
Yeah. I like that too.
And then I want to be like, what? And be like, what?
You ready?
And then I'm going to make him say, you're so cute. And I'll be like, what?
So annoying. It's so funny because that would never happen in my relationship.
Yeah, I know that. Anyway. But you want a guy that would say that to you, no?
I guess.
See? And guys who would say that to you will probably be younger than you.
God damn it.
See? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because you're downward smiling at him, right?
Yeah.
So then he would be like, what?
That's crazy.
And then what are you going to say?
Nothing.
What?
I'm going to be nothing.
What?
Stop.
What?
Stop being my boyfriend right now. God damn it.
What?
Okay.
Are you embarrassed? Things.
Oh my God. I'm going to be so mad. If you said that. I think the number one reason why I wouldn't date you if you were a guy mm-hmm. is because you're literally going to play me on your hand. Like, you're literally going to
this. No, like, we always talk about this though, but like, we would be great as guys.
Yeah.
We always talk about how many girls we could get. Like, we were born to be the wrong... I mean, we were born as the wrong sex.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I could literally get all the guys.
Right?
Yeah.
No. I mean, all the girls. We say we would be, like, the dream team.
Yeah.
We would get... We would go home with so many girls. If I wanted to.
Yeah. If you wanted to. Next. Things we love about boys. Random calls. I like it. Not
I like it.
Not to just chit-chat, but just because he had to tell me something... And it was like too mendoksai to text. Mm-hmm. And he just calls. But he doesn't care. Like, he's comfortable enough to just call me whenever. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people, like, kitsukatte doesn't call. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, doesn't think that they can call me. Mm-hmm. But they can. You guys can call me. Please call me.
Anyone, call her.
I like random calls. Because I forget to text back and stuff, too.
Right.
In general, I like random
calls. Or, like, they're not scared to call you, right? So. Like, it's the thought, right?
Yeah.
I think that goes behind a call.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know some people love it and some people hate it.
Yeah. Some people hate phone calls. I like phone calls.
Yeah, I like phone calls, too.
More than texts.
Okay, so on that, I feel like they're, like, a true player mm-hmm. or, like, a true, like, good with people mm-hmm. when they can say the things on the call that usually people can only say on the text.
For example,
like, especially if you're not in a relationship mm-hmm. if you're in a relationship, it's easy to say I love you, like mm-hmm. I miss you, like mm-hmm. I want to see you mm-hmm. and people I think can say that on text mm-hmm. if you guys are like playing around yeah. but then if they speak those words in the call,
yeah,
there's not much time for you to react.
True.
It's gonna be like a true reaction towards what they say to you.
So like, what if you're on the call and he's like, I love you, right?
Yeah.
And you accidentally, like, because you didn't know, like, you, like, it was taken by surprise, you're like, okay, bye. Like, you couldn't say it back.
Not in a relationship?
You're in a relationship.
Oh. The first time he said it?
Oh, no. He just says it, but,
yeah, like, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. Isn't that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's
but, like,
fine.
You wanted to say it, but, like, right, you couldn't, because, right. like...
And then I'll call him back.
Hello.
I forgot to say it. I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I love you, too. No, but I'm talking about, like, if you guys are playing and he, like, calls you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you guys are having a normal conversation. He's like, well, like, I wanted to see you.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
He's like, or like, he's like, yeah, I wanted to call you because I was just, like, you know, thinking about you.
Damn. Such a player.
What are you going to say to that? I'm going to be like, wait, stop.
I'm going to be like, thinking about what?
Thinking about you. Thinking about you and me together.
Doing what? I'm literally not gonna know that it's supposed to be like romantic.
Doing
I'm,
what?
Like, doing what?
What do you want us to do?
What? I'm so not gonna get it. I'm gonna be like, what? Do you wanna so go funny. Grab dinner? Is that what you wanna do? I'm gonna go jump to the conclusion. Dinner?
I don't know. Do you wanna have dinner
with me? We should have like a.
Do you wanna have dinner with me?
I don't know. Do you?
I mean, I wanna.
Do I like you?
Yeah.
I like you?
Yeah. And then no, you like me. I like you, kind of like you. Mm-hmm. There's definitely something going on.
Like attention just, going
yeah,
on.
Yeah. There's definitely something going on. It's just that you don't really know what it is.
Right.
Nothing is confirmed yet.
Mm-hmm. Dinner it is.
Dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to come pick you up.
Okay. What time?
7 p.m.
Okay. No, but I'm not gonna be like, okay. I'll be like, yay! I'll be a little bit more enthusiastic.
I'm really excited to see you tonight.
And they just hang up.
You're not going home anywhere without me.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's pretty scary.
That's so scary. Funny.
Okay, go. Cool. Things we love about boys. Small texts after the date. I talked about this
before. Oh, my God. Before. You said that before.
I like that.
I know, like, you
hey,
do.
Today was fun.
Right, because I haven't nice experienced that yet, so.
Well, hopefully she does soon. It was fun seeing you today. Get home safe. Rest well. Whatever it is, small text after a date. I love that.
Yeah.
Another thing I like. Things we love about boys. I'm lost in the crowd and he pulls my hand.
I can do that to you.
You and KY always does that. Meg, come here. Meg, don't let go. Link your arms on my arms. I don't need a man. I really don't need a man.
No. But I totally understand what you mean. Yeah. Okay, do you want him to, like, hold your hand, like, if you guys are even really close? Or mm-hmm. do you want him to hold your waist?
No
waist.
Hand.
Hand. Guys, hand.
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 Hand. Small gestures, please.
Hand.
Hand.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, those are the things we love about
boys. I also like a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, same. We all do.
No, but, like, people would normally think you guys just like kissing on the lips, but I think kissing on the cheek or the forehead is really cute.
Ooh, I do want to ask, do guys like it when girls kiss you on the cheek?
Do guys like it when girls kiss you on the nose?
Oh no, I don't think guys like that. No, I've done it before, and this one time accidentally this guy was like, whoa, no, not the nose.
Is it because they feel like their manpower is like degrading?
I don't know, it was taken by somebody. Like, I didn't know that they wouldn't like it that much. I was like, what?
Like, it's like low-key like making fun of them.
Like, he was like, nose? Like, why nose? And I was like, what? Why not nose? He's like, no nose. And I was like, okay, no nose. Do guys like it when we kiss you on the forehead?
Kiss you on the head? like head?
Kiss you on the neck?
Even in public?
Ooh, that's pretty
What about
bold.
A lick?
No. That's like, let's have sex. That's like,
no, it's like a
no, that's let's have sex. Let's have a sex sesh right now.
Really?
Licking is sex.
Really?
Yeah. Don't ever lick anyone in public.
Okay.
Cause
but I didn't know that.
No, that doesn't work. Okay. It's not gonna work.
No. Okay, licking. So no licking, guys.
Just kissing. Just and kissing. No nose. Just cheek and neck in public.
Cheek and neck in public.
Okay, guys, well, thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
Yes, and we shall see you next week. Bye.